can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
That ought to give you something to drink now. I'm joining you from the Bermuda Triangle base here in Puerto Rico. We have in the flagship Asheville Station studio Mr. Hardwood Forrest Connor and Investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Forrest and I are pitiful figures tonight, battling our colds, hopefully the last for a while. You, on the other hand, Investigator Wright, are nice and healthy this time around.
Yes.
Over your cold, but it, you know, you have so many people who visit you at Wright's Coin Shop, and you're handling money and other objects all the time. It's got to be a little tricky to stay healthy, huh?
It is. It really is. We wash our hands an awful lot.
So how are things going there at the coin shop?
Things have been incredibly busy. I believe that, you know, with tax time rolling around, we have been buying a lot of coins because people are trying to come up with money to pay their taxes, which is very sad, but in another way, it's good for collectors because there are a lot of coins that are coming in that wouldn't otherwise be coming in, and so you can find some really incredible things right now.
It's wonderful to go to Rice Coin Shop whenever you can, whenever you can spare $20 or $30 or $100, whatever, and buy a coin, stash it away, because it's peace of mind that you're really buying. And, you know, one day, if the crap hits the fan, you know that you can go and cash those things in and get by for a while. And it's comforting to have a little pot of gold and silver somewhere in your house, isn't it?
It is. And when you do need that money, you get it right away. You don't have to wait 5 or 10 days for a check and then have to go to the bank. And you don't have to wait. And then you don't have to have part of your earnings eaten up by somebody's commission. So it's a really good thing.
Now, for people who are in the Asheville area and who want to come and see you in person, visit Wright's Coin Shop, how can they find you?
Come to 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
All right, that's 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. And also, if you want to just call and talk to Shelley or some of the other staff about what you can do on your budget, no matter how small it may be, the number is 828-298-5402. Again, that's 828-298-5402. And people send me emails, and they want to know from time to time what Shelley looks like. They really do. I get this. What does Shelley look like? And if you want to know the answer to this, you can go to WrightsCoinShop.com, or you can go to SpeakingOfStrange.com and find a link to Wright's Coin Shop, and you will see what Shelley looks like. Now, is that a little bit creepy to you, Shelley? How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm just a girl.
That's
fine.
Have you ever put a naked photograph of yourself on the internet, Shelley?
Never.
Well, I think...
Where will you find any movies?
Well, you got to take it one step at a time. You know, you start baby steps. First it's the naked pictures, and then it's, you know, straight on hardcore porn.
Uh-huh.
So why don't we change that right now? Why don't we get a naked picture of you uploaded to WrightsCoinShop.com.
Why don't we not?
Well, because you're going to see the hits just explode.
Uh-huh.
And isn't that ultimately the point?
No.
And
no.
The hits just keep on coming.
They just, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, you're doing this to get hits, to get traffic. So I think it's time. I mean, you know, let's be honest. None of us are getting any younger here. What are you waiting for? Let's put up the nudie pics right now. So we'll just look, as Unknown Henson says, think about it. But, you have to be apparently 18 to legally put your own naked pictures on the Internet.
Wow, at least there are standards.
Yeah. Because, I mean, and what's funny is I've never really thought about this so much, but, you know, if you put a picture of somebody naked on the Internet, well, that person has got to be 18. But if you want to put your own picture, you still have to be 18. And I was realizing this because I never, again, really thought about this process until I saw this story about an Australian guy. The day he turned 18 years old, he decided to post, I think he was probably just like jonesing to do this, a photograph of his testicles on the Internet. Now, you know why, Shelley, can you guess why this 18-year-old was so excited, was with bated breath, to post his balls on the Internet?
No.
It's because he has three balls.
Wow.
Yeah. He says, quote, "I just turned 18 and have been waiting to show everybody what it looks like to have three testicles," end quote. The condition is known as polyorchidism, a rare condition that affects less than 150 people. I'm presuming that means in the known world. They say that the average age of detection is 17. It's cited as a congenital disorder, meaning the development of the extra testicle takes place before birth. In most cases, it remains undescended. There are actually six cases, however, of four testicles that have been reported. But anyway, so this guy participated in a Q&A about what it's like to have three testicles. And the commentator says, by the way, did I mention this is the dark 30 hour? Tune out if there are kids around here. Commentator says, "Do your balls get in the way a lot when you try to walk?" And he says, "They kind of orient themselves in a way that doesn't cause any problems." And then the commentator goes, "Do they get tangled up?" And he says, "Honestly, kind of, yes." So if you have three testicles and they're all getting tangled up, for some reason I'm thinking of the bolas that they swing around and throw at ostrich legs in South America. You know what I'm talking about, Forrest?
Yes.
What do they call those things? Is it just bolitas or... What's that, Forrest?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's like my sister bought a pair of those recently. Yeah, it's, you know, you got three balls and you swing them around, you're a cowboy or a guacho or whatever, and you throw them and they wrap themselves around your game and boom, the game goes down. So I guess that's kind of what's happening in his scrotum. His balls are just wrapping themselves up. I don't know what the advantages are. I can see the disadvantages. I'm imagining there may be an advantage here. But don't you think it's interesting that we live in a culture where people are so wrapped up in whether or not they can become notable or gain some attention or notoriety that they'll, you know, they'll do whatever it takes. This guy, he may have other talents, maybe not. Maybe he can play the harp, maybe he can draw, but the thing that got him the attention on the internet was, hey, look at my three testicles.
Bolas. B-O-L-A-S.
Bolas. Okay. So those are the things you would throw around an ostrich's legs, right?
Yes.
All right. Shelley, would that deter you from being with the man if he had three balls?
I would think that he would be more distracted with his physical self than, you know, me. So, yeah.
Okay. So for all of you guys who are going to Wright's Coin Shop, wanting to flirt around with Shelley, don't mention it if you got a few extra balls.
Yeah, I really don't want to know how many balls you have.
Let's move on. We have two minutes for the break. Let's move on. Let's air this out and get rid of it before.
Well, why don't we move on to boobs then? How about that? Is that more like it, Forrest?
Yeah, I mean, we have a pair of stories for the break here. Let's go.
Actually, I got a couple of boob stories here. First one, a woman in Argentina died after injecting Vaseline into her breasts, trying to give herself a breast augmentation. This woman was 39, and it says that she injected herself with petroleum jelly and then suffered a pulmonary embolism or blood clot in her lungs. And they say this kind of thing happens more often than you think. She was taking a huge syringe, filling with Vaseline, and injecting it for about a week. And finally, it got into her bloodstream. Doctors are baffled as to why she thought this would not be fatal. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have another boob story for you. And this one involves taxpayer money. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
It's the Dark 30 Hour on
Speaking of strange, this is the hour of the show we say for late at night, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. That's why we tell you to just tune on out if you don't want to hear this kind of stuff. It's often the more sordid and seedy news that makes its way into the media, but often not the mainstream media, and that's why we save it here for you on Saturday nights. The program brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. Their number again, 828-298-5402. 828-298-5402. You can also find a link at speakingofstrange.com. And one other thing I'll tell you, you know, a lot of people right now are interested in what they call the prepper mentality, you know, making sure that you've got enough food, you've got enough medicine, you've got water filtration, you've got whatever you need on hand to try to be self-sustaining if something tragic happens, whether it be a natural event, crisis, or some type of a political or military invasion. I mean, who knows what it could be. And one of the tools that people often underestimate are night vision goggles. You know, if you have night vision goggles, you can go out at night and hunt for food and increase your chances of being able to capture food. You can also go out, and if you need supplies, you can sneak around without a flashlight. You know, you can be like a little ninja. But I think what's most important is that it doesn't matter how much prep you do. If you can't defend what you have, if you can't defend your supplies against looters, well, then it's useless. They're going to come and take everything, and most of them will come in at night like vermin and take your stuff. And if you have night vision goggles, well, that gives you an upper hand because you can see what's going on and turn the tables and surprise them. Now, there are a lot of different types of night vision goggles. Some of them are high-clarity imaging goggles that are used for surveillance and research. Some are used as mounts on guns, and some are just used for hunting. If you are interested, however, in night vision, let us know. Go to paratemporal.com, P-A-R-A, paratemporal.com, and tell us what kind of goggles you're interested in. Tell us what your budget is, and we'll do our best to find a pair that's just right for you at the best price for you. So go to paratemporal.com, P-A-R-A, temporal.com. Before the break, I mentioned that there is a story here about a woman who's causing some controversy over her boob job. She is a glamour model, as they call her, in the UK. And she made headlines in January of 2013 when she demanded to have surgery after saying that she'd been bullied her whole life for being flat-chested. And believe it or not, she was able to take her request to various public resource funds, welfare-type programs, and actually got £5,000 from the taxpayer purse. That is the equivalent of over $8,300 for a taxpayer-funded boob job. And now this woman, it has come out, is a prostitute who has now become pregnant and is asking for more money now to keep up her baby and needs a paternity test, et cetera, et cetera. So in the UK, there is a big controversy over wasting public funds because the woman gets the boob job, becomes a prostitute, and now is asking for more help for the baby that she got, presumably helped along by the boob job. So is that the future of health care? Possibly. Where do we draw the line? Shelley, do you believe there's ever a situation when it's justified for a woman to get public tax funds for breast augmentation?
No.
Okay.
Seriously, no.
All right. Forrest, do you think that should ever be okay?
I think it's okay in certain cases.
All right. Let's move along. Hey, do you know what? Speaking of prostitution, you know, our old buddy Rob from Holland, he comes on once in a while. And in the Netherlands there, prostitution is more or less legal, which is why you have your red light district in Amsterdam.
Right.
And you also have people smoking pot. You know, that's legal. Just about everything's legal in Holland. I mean, as far as we're concerned, all drugs and all prostitution is legal. And there's always been this question as to whether or not this is good for society. And here's this news story. The Netherlands is now closing 19 prisons due to lack of criminals. It says here, prison building has reached an all-time high in the U.S., and we have the largest amount of citizens now in prison of any country in the world based on population. In 2009, the Dutch Justice Ministry announced the planned closing of 8 prisons in the Netherlands due to a declining crime rate. Now in 2013, there are a total of 19 more prisons scheduled to be closed. They say many people are just receiving electronic tagging instead of incarceration, and this allows people to go back to work and continue as productive members of society. Saves about $50,000 per year per person. That's $50 million saved per year for every 1,000 people. Countries with low incarceration rates typically take a different approach to criminal justice and their investment in social services. Drugs are normally legalized, as is prostitution, and the taxes created are placed back into a strong social and medical support net. Crime rates drop to record lows as a result in these, the most progressive societies. You know, I got to tell you, I'm behind it. I'm for it. I love it. I think it's great. To me, the prison system seems so inefficient and backward. I mean, we've progressed very little since the society of prison that I witnessed a week ago when I went into the Idaho State Penitentiary. You know, we just take people, throw them in a cage, but we got to treat them humanely and feed them and bathe them and provide medical care and legal service and all that. It's ridiculous. I mean, I think anything that takes people out of that antiquated system and saves us all money that can be put back into positive things for our society is good. If that means we start with legalizing prostitution and drugs, I'm for it. Let's see. Let's go to a story from Golden Gate, Florida. That's right. I'd never heard of Golden Gate, Florida either.
In San Francisco, California.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Golden Gate, Florida. It says, underwear thief trapped in bathroom by baseball bat-wielding family. A 21-year-old Florida man was allegedly trying to steal underwear from a Golden Gate home Saturday night when the residents caught him red-handed. The whole family was asleep when they heard a loud racket. The husband and two teenage sons, armed with baseball bats, went downstairs to investigate. They found someone had smashed through a sliding glass door. Family members say that they found this 21-year-old man, quote, he had, this is the wife of the family, quote, he had my daughter's panties in his pockets. To me, only a sick, perverted person would do that, end quote. They held him there with the baseball bat until he was taken away by the cops.
He's just trying to make profit.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Here's an interesting story about a man who offered up his home on Craigslist and what he discovered when he returned. This might make you think twice about doing that kind of thing. Right. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange.
Yeah. Oh, you already know what we gonna do. Hey! You guessing it's me, you guessed correctly. I just favored a stallion. You swear I wasn't a question. I'm a hitter with that pipe. Call that Nancy Kerrigan. Stay on the greenest green, call us vegetarians. You be on that minor league, but we smoke professionally. I do my job exceptionally. On point like a decimalist. The way I ride on a beat, man, I beat up the street. It's done so effortlessly. Yeah, so this can't sleep on me. There's no inception in this. I'm top chef, you top rum, and I'm top shelf. No last call, tell the bartender what you got left. Pour it up, don't stop there. Hold your cup, take a shot, yeah. All night we celebrate, cause we everywhere and you not there. All we do is pour it up, all night, drink sound. That's all we do. And all we do is light it up, all night. All you see is strange clouds. Strange clouds, strange clouds. Yeah. All we do is pour it up, all night, drink sound. Strange clouds.
Blue jeans, I'm faded. Minding my own data. Smoking on that strong. That Arnold Schwarzenegger. Essentially, you shoot. You hot as an igloo. Kick back on that Glock. Call that jujitsu. Hello, world, I'm with a yellow girl. Number two pencil. These rappers is washed up. Spin cycle. Punch you on. All day, all night. Half pipe. Yeah, I belly flop, I jackknife it. Tell my homies that I say it's a party. Yeah, got that tech for technical difficulties. I'm top dog, you top rhyming, I'm top dog. Pyru, gangsters, outlaw.
All we do is pour yeah. It up, all night, drink sound.
Yeah, I'm full of flame.
And all we do is light it up all night. All you see is strange clouds. Strange clouds.
Welcome back to the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I am Joshua P. Warren, and yes, it's the hour of the show where we talk about the more outrageous and controversial stuff, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, so tune out. If you don't want to hear that type of content or you think it's inappropriate for the setting that you are in, I am joining you from Puerto Rico. We have producer Hardwood Forrest Connor and investigator Shelley Wright there in the Asheville studio. And remember, tonight's program is presented by Wright's Coin Shop. Write down the number to Wright's Coin Shop so you can call up Shelley and harass her, 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. People are walking into Wright's Coin Shop every single day, and it is the closest interface between the madness you hear on this show and a physical space to discuss it. So go in there and say hi to Shelley. You got to be careful, though, Miss Wright, regarding what happens in your space, especially if you ever considered renting it out. Have you ever done that? You ever rented out your shop to another party?
Part of our building is rented out by somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a story about a man who decided to rent out his New York City apartment just for the weekend to a kind family asking for a place on Craigslist. And he expected to find a man and his out-of-town family quietly enjoying the accommodations. The man discovered quite the opposite when he popped up. He walked into his apartment to discover a, quote, panty raid orgy featuring super plus-size women and lots of beat-up stuffed animals. The New York Post reports the 31-year-old man had let a national swingers group stay at his humble abode. It says here, this whole event actually ended up being publicized as an X-rated soiree orgy featuring big, beautiful women. It was advertised as the Triple X Freak Fest. That's right, the Triple X Freak Fest. And he said that, you know, the party was causing such a ruckus that already there were problems with the management of the business. People had even called 911 at one point to have the Triple X Freak Fest folks removed. So basically, you know, it doesn't matter how quiet and humble and calm somebody pretends to be when they want to rent your space for the weekend. It could be. Could be something else going on. What the hell is this part?
Porno music.
That's porno music? That sounds more like something that Brian Irish would play in the background of his Orb documentaries.
still going beat up plush animals.
That's a good party, I suppose.
Okay,
you
we'll
should,
get some.
Yeah, bow, bow. All right. Yeah, we'll have to queue up some standard porn,
let's find
like 70s
right
porn music. No, that is not porn music.
No.
Actually, it's a popular movie.
Is it from a porn movie?
It is.
Is it from Deep Throat or something?
Yes.
But, you know, we actually have played the Deep Throat.
We have, we have. Show.
Yeah, I think, you know, over the years, we've made a lot of history at News Radio 570 WWNC. And we just continue to break boundaries and just smash through walls. We're like the Kool-Aid guy. We're just tearing down the brick structure of old tradition. Okay, we're getting there. It's a little more like it. Hey, speaking of porn, well, okay, here's another a story that is a nice marriage of porn and psychic phenomena. A new study has come out that proves all people have psychic powers. Most people probably have the ability to predict the future and influence the events before they happen. The study was conducted by an American psychologist, and he was with Cornell University. He did a lot of different experiments, but here was the one that caught my eye. His volunteers were asked to choose between two hidden images on the computer screen to determine which one was a pornographic, erotic one. The doctor says, quote, "They have chosen the correct picture so many times, it cannot be regarded as a coincidence." The position of the image was randomly changing each time when the volunteers were asked to take their decision, which, according to the doctor, means they could read the intentions of the computer and sense porn images in their gut. Now, isn't that amazing? To me, this makes perfect sense. Because for a long time, I have said, if you want to get to the bottom of psychic phenomena and what makes it work, you have to look at what connects humans as animals to their fundamental drives. So that is to say, every sense that we have ever developed, be it sight, smell, hearing, etc., every sense that we've developed has been developed because it helped us to survive in some way. And that's why I think that money is a great motivation for psychic phenomena to develop, because money connects with your survival instinct, which is the basis of my booklets about the, you know, put this by your toilet, et cetera, et cetera. It's about money science, moneyscienceworks.com. And it's about that whole concept that if you connect with something you really need on an animalistic instinctual level, it's going to inspire the most of that sixth sense. Well, I believe this study ties right into that, because survival of an individual is one thing. Survival of a species is based upon sexuality. And so it would make sense that if you're going to tap into psychic phenomena on an individual level, look at food and resources, but on a collective species level, it's going to require some mating sort of paradigm. So I can understand clearly why that taking eroticism, pornographic sexual things, and putting them into some mysterious position is going to trigger the psychic instinct. Does that make sense to you, Forrest, or do I just sound like a pervert?
No, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah. Well, because animals, they sense each other miles and miles away for mating purposes, and then they do their little dances and whatnot. You know, it's connecting with something in their innate animalistic survival power. Okay, let's see. Well, we got a little bit of time left. How about this? Here's a story from Reston, Virginia. Says here, a woman faces indecent exposure and public drunkenness charges after she allegedly showed up to visit her husband in an Arlington County jail wearing only her birthday suit. The woman's husband had been arrested earlier. The woman came to visit her husband during the evening. They aren't sure if she showed up naked or merely disrobed upon arriving. Officer said she was pretty drunk. When she refused to get dressed, the cops gave the 26-year-old a choice, let them call her a cab home or spend the night in jail. She took the latter. Says there was a St. Patrick's bar crawl held in the area, so they think maybe she was linked to the revelry there for St. Patty's. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the last few stories of the night on this section of the show we call the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Stick around for the last minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange.
Big ring, chains, fat chains, they all quest for the same. No name, huge fame, strictly new to the thing. We stay true to the game and never bring it to shame. We tight like dreadlocks, a red fox, a ripple. We pass participles and smash the artists in you. The saga continues, this I won't get into, cause there ain't enough bars to hold the drama that we've been through.
Yo, we still the same with a little fame, a little change in the household name, but ain't too much change. We in the game, yo, but not to be vain. I refrain from salt grains to season up my name. We entertain for a mutual game from close range. Steady aim, my drum at your head to hit the brain. I'm labor ready, roll scholar for the dollar. Work for mine, pay me by the hour.
We're not falling, we take it back to the days of yes, strolling. We're holding on to what's golden.
And we're in the final minutes. That's right, the very last of tonight's Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, 828-298-5402. And visit speakingofstrange.com if you want to find a link to Wright's Coin Shop with the map and all the other information you'll need to get there. These last three stories, let me just remind you, the Dark 30 Hour is about the more controversial and outrageous news, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, so just tune out right now if you think that you might not be a fan of this kind of material. That's why we save it for late night, the safe harbor period of time. First story comes to us from Lincolnton, North Carolina. And it's a Walmart story. We always love a good Walmart story. Detectives there say that a man went into a Walmart, into the shoe section, and persuaded a woman to take off her shoes, claiming that he was a podiatry student. And he said he would custom fit her feet. Once she removed her shoes, he began to lovingly suck on her toes and let out a loud moan. The man quickly then ran out of the store and went to a second Walmart 15 miles away, where he told a woman he was conducting a survey on the feet of different races and nationalities. The second woman also agreed to take off her shoes, but left when the suspect asked her to remove her socks. Both of the confrontations happened on the same day, and police are looking for the man they have labeled the foot fetish bandit. Next story comes to us from Britain. A court case in Britain has taken on, a new and some say darkly humorous meaning. There is a man there who is on trial, a famous talent agent. He's been accused of a number of charges of indecent assault. They say that one woman claims that when she was trying to break into the modeling world, the man took advantage of her before trying to pimp her out to American film producer Cubby Broccoli in exchange for a role in a James Bond film. So they began to ask the woman what his private part looked like. And she said, well, it was very large. At that point, his lawyers came forth and claimed her testimony was obviously fabricated because his penis was extremely tiny. And they even used doctor documentation to prove that he only has 2.5 inches, even when fully aroused. And so, therefore, there was no way that any woman could call it large or huge. She made some other remarks saying, well, it's all relative or something to that effect. I won't go into those. But basically, the jury was laughing when they threw out the verdict, threw out the case, saying, no, there's no way that you could ever mistake that for a well-endowed man. And this last story comes to us from, yes, Daytona Beach, Florida. Now, this is one of those terrible, disgusting stories, and trust me, it's not the same story we aired before. Daytona Beach police arrested a 61-year-old man after neighbors saw him molesting an 8-month-old female puppy on his front porch. Now, the details of this are very disturbing. The animal was barking in distress as neighbors came out to find the small, light brown, mixed-breed puppy being treated in this way right there on show for the neighborhood. Police showed up and found that this dog was in bad shape. The man was taken into custody, and his arrest comes just 2 weeks after the arrest of another man, 57, who allegedly had been doing the same thing with a pit bull in the front yard of his Tampa, Florida home, despite his neighbor's protests. What the hell is going on in Florida? That's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!